Cadets Corner is a weekly column submitted by the 37 Orville Hand Air Cadets Group. Promotions kicked off the closing parade with several cadets obtaining the appointment of leading air cadet, LAC. And LAC is the first rank of the air cadet program. The rank prepares cadets to participate effectively in all cadet activities, respond positively to the leadership direction of others, begin to interact comfortably within the cadet community, interact positively with others, exercise sound judgment, and accept personal responsibility for actions and choices. Cadets get to wear their rank proudly, and it identifies them as someone who takes their job as an air cadet seriously. Each of the LACs received their slip-ons and were instructed where to wear it on their uniform as well as rank that will be sewn onto the sleeve of their tunics. The cadets that received the LAC rankings are A. Shakov, M. Papillon, M. Kovler, A. Pagar, T. Joseph, D. Basmal, and K. White. Thursday was Flight Sergeant Sebastian McLaughlin's last night with the squadron. McLaughlin has been sworn into the Canadian Armed Forces with the Queen's York Rangers, a reserve unit that trains in Aurora. The Government of Canada notes, members of the Primary Reserve and Canadian Rangers may be called upon to serve, with consent, in domestic operations such as providing security at events, search and rescue missions and respond to natural disasters. They are trained to be ready to support the full-time regular Canadian Armed Forces. Saddened to be leaving, McLaughlin spent 5 years with 37 Squadron. He started as a cadet and, half a decade later, departs as a flight sergeant with knowledge of aviation, learning confidence and discipline. With McLaughlin moving on from the squadron, the flight commander position became available. Flight Sergeant A. McLaughlin was appointed flight commander of Snowbird Flight and Sergeant Troke was appointed the second in command of Snowbird Flight. The squadron's effective speaking competition will take place Thursday, February 23. After 7 weeks of practicing and perfecting a chosen topic, the participating cadets will present their 5 to 6 minute prepared speech to a room of their peers and officers, followed by an impromptu speech lasting 2 to 3 minutes. Judges will mark each speaker's score for each speech and the top two cadets with the highest scores will advance to the regional level, and then the provincial and, fingers crossed, national levels. Good luck to all those involved.